Tiny steps get you there, too. This is Dr. Herbert L. Byerly, Dean of the University of Healing, here in Campo, California, with Thought for Today. Tiny steps get you there, too. We have a game that we play when we're children and when we're adults, and it's called Captain May I. And in the Captain May I game, we all stand in a row, and then one person is the captain. And that person says what's to be done, how the game is to be played. And as that person stands there, that person will say, "All right, Frederica, you may take one baby step." And so Frederica thinks to herself, "Goody, goody, goody," and she takes a little tiny baby step, one foot right in front of the other. And then she stands there. "All right, Henrietta, you can take a giant step." And Henrietta looks up, startled, and says she wants to take a giant step. And then Frederica said, "Captain," and the person who gives the instructions listens and says, "Captain, you told me I could take a baby step." "Yes, Frederica, I did. But Captain, I didn't say, 'Captain, may I?' And so I don't get to take my baby step." "Oh, Frederica, you are so honest and so wonderful. It's a pleasure to be with you. Thank you. I forgot. But thank you, Frederica. Thank you. And now, Frederica, you have to back up." "Okay, Captain." So Frederica loses her baby step. And Henrietta hasn't moved yet. And Henry said, "Captain, may I?" And the captain says, "What?" "Well, you said I could take a giant step." "Yes." "And I say, 'Captain, may I?'" And you say, "Oh, of course, yes. Yes, you may." And so Henrietta takes her giant step. And then along comes Joseph. And Joseph is watching very closely because he wants to do it all right. And the captain says, "Joseph, you may take 12 normal steps." And Joseph thinks, "Wow, 12, wow, ooh, boy, oh boy, oh boy." And he lifts his foot up and he stops with his foot hanging in midair. And he says, "Captain, may I?" And the captain says, "No." But I didn't move." "But you did. You didn't think of saying, 'Captain, may I,' before you started to move yourself. You lifted your foot. That's a move." Okay. And so then the captain turns to Ellen and says, "Ellen, you may take 3 elephant steps." And Ellen thinks, "Wow, what's an elephant step? Man, that must be pretty good. Their elephants are pretty big." And so she's thinking about it. And the captain says, "Ellen, you may take 3 elephant steps." And Ellen says, "Okay." But she doesn't move. And she looks the captain square in the eye and says, "Captain, may I?" And the captain says, "You may." And so Ellen takes 3 elephant steps. She's got such a pride in herself because she didn't get caught. And then the captain turns to Sylvia, says, "Sylvia, you may take 5 hops." And Sylvia says, "Wow, I love hopping." And so she says, "Captain, may I?" "Oh." And the captain says, "Yes, Sylvia, you may take 5 hops." And so Sylvia puts her feet together and jumps, hops in front of herself. And then the second hop is a little better than the first one. Third hop is a little better. And the fourth hop is a little better. And the fifth hop, she falls over. But it's her turn, and it's her. She did her hop, and so wherever she landed, that's where she got. So she stands up and turns around and looks at everybody way back there and says, "Ah." And she says, "I'm going to win." And so then The captain turns to Ingeborg. He says, Ingeborg, you may take 5 dancing steps. Any dance you want, but 5 dancing steps. And Ingeborg says, oh boy, oh boy, I love to dance. And so Ingeborg says, Captain, may I? And the captain says, yes, you may. And so Ingeborg does the most beautiful ballet steps you can imagine. Just so gorgeous, so wonderful, so fantastic. And she dances across the room. 5 beautiful steps. And then it's Fred's time. And the captain turns to Fred and says, Fred, you may crawl on your hands and knees 8 steps. And Fred says, that's different. That's, how do I crawl on my hands and feet 8 steps? How do I do this? And so Fred gets down on his all fours and he starts crawling on his hands and feet 8 steps. And he gets to the 8th step all the way. And then the captain says, Fred, you didn't say, Captain, may I? You got to go all the way back to the beginning again. And Fred says, that's not fair. I crawled all this way and I can't stay. No, Fred, you didn't follow the rules of the game. You didn't follow the rules. You didn't say, Captain, may I? And you must always ask for permission before you do anything, from yourself or from whoever is in charge. You always ask for permission. You always ask for permission. But I crawled all the way here. Why can't I have it? I want to have it. No, Freddy. No. We're playing a game. And these are the rules of the game. And if you want to play the game with us, then you have to follow the rules. And you have to take the consequences of the rules if you misdirect them. Ready? That's the way the game is. But that's not fair. That's not fair, teacher. That's not fair. You're the one who gives the rules, and you're the one who makes it so hard, and you're the one... No, Freddy. Each one of us make it hard for ourselves when we don't follow the rules. Now, Freddy, I'm going to give you an opportunity to be the captain. So now, Freddy, we'll start a new game now, and you will be the captain. Oh, goody, 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 goody. Oh, boy, oh, boy, oh, boy, oh, boy, oh, boy, oh, boy. And so now Freddy is the captain. And he turns to the children, and he says, all right, children, are you ready? And they're ready. And so Freddy says, all right, Ellen, you can take 3 giant steps. And so Ellen's about ready to take 3 giant steps, and she says, Captain, may I? And the captain says, yes. And so she takes 3 giant steps. And then Sylvia. The captain says, Sylvia, you may crawl on your hands and feet 12 steps. And Sylvia is not one to crawl on her hands and feet. And she looks at the captain and she thinks, what is this all about? Why is this? Why are you doing this to me? And she starts to get down on her hands and knees, and the captain says, you didn't say, Captain, may I? You cannot go anywhere. And Sylvia says, but, I don't want to crawl on my knees. I don't want... This is a game. This is a game. You got to follow the rules. And so they played the game, and they all went through their various gyrations. And playing the captain was not as easy as it seemed. And Freddy was not too happy about it. He was not too happy about the results that he saw, because sometimes he forgot to say, yes, you can. Or sometimes he forgot to say, no, you can't, even when they ask, because he's the captain and he gives permission to do it. Life is like that. Tiny little steps will get you there too. It's just a matter of if you follow the rules, if you play the game with all your heart, and you play it with all your love and with all your respect for the game and the rules. And as you do that, then you too will go a long distance, just with the tiny steps. They get you there too. Because even big steps, sometimes you have to reverse them. And you think, wow, I got winners here. And you don't really have winners, because you can be caught up very easily when you forget to always play the game by the rules. Have a lovely day and play all of your games by the rules and enjoy them as much as I enjoy mine. Know that I love you. I love you. I love you.